Many children love stuffed animals. Many others love the outdoors. Sometimes the two passions come together in strange and unpredictable ways. Such was the case years ago for storyteller Kevin Kling.
I didn't like living in the country. It was quiet, and I did not trust the quiet. My brother loved the country. My brother hunted and fished. In every picture of him during that time, he has his bow and arrow in his hands, never without his bow and arrow. And we had this game where all the neighborhood kids would come over, and he would shoot an arrow in the air in the front yard, and then we'd see who could stay in the front yard the longest. One time he shot an arrow over our heads, and we're standing in the front yard looking at each other's eyes like, there's not an arrow over my head, not one over mine, not one over mine. And finally I cracked, and I run for my life, and the arrow comes down right next to me in a wood pile. I say, I've got it. It's right here. And I pull out the arrow, and stuck on the end was a chipmunk. My brother says, hey, look, I wasn't even trying. Another time, we're out in the woods with guns. We got guns somehow. And my gun was on safety like it was the 5 years I hunted. And my brother's gun is not on safety, looking for something to shoot at, when all of a sudden a wood duck comes flying through the woods 55, 60 miles an hour. My brother whirls and fires, missed it by a mile, but the noise scared the duck. It swerved, hit a tree, and died. And we're coming home with these animals. Mom, look what we got. Look what we got today. Look, Mom, and my mother. Oh, boys. All right, look. I can't stop things from dying around you, boys. It's a given. It's just going to happen. But I can give you an appreciation for these animals. So she enrolled us in a taxidermy class. Taxidermy taught by Mr. Damjanovich. And Mr. Damjanovich didn't teach taxidermy through technical know-how. No, Mr. Damjanovich taught through a method called love. He would lay the duck on the table and tell us what kind of duck it was, and pet its head and tell us what the duck liked and what the duck didn't like. And then he would part the feathers and make a slight incision and take out the body. See, boys, it's just like taking a little man out of his suit. And then he would take the 20 mule team borax, liberally with the borax, boys, liberally with the borax. And then he would take a body, make your own body, boys. Don't use a herder's prefab job. Make your own body, boys. And he would insert the body, sew the duck shut, preen the feathers, put wires in the feet, paint the bill, put in the eyes, and oh, beautiful. Now go to it, boys. But remember the love. And we would dive in with all the love our junior high fingers could muster. But when we got done, little Chipper didn't quite turn out the same way that his duck had. But after a while, we started getting good, and my brother got really good. Pretty soon, he was doing things with animals they would have done in the wild given the proper training. Now, at the same time, we were in a Boy Scout troop, Troop 584, and every year, the Brookdale Shopping Center sponsored a show where all the troops in the city would come and put on displays and try to win the blue ribbon for the best display at the shopping center. And every year, we would win with winter camping. We had a fake fire with a light that spun, and fake snow, and we would set up tents and put on winter clothing. And every year, Troop 584 won the blue ribbon with winter camping. Now, the Brookdale show was 3 weeks away. I have been waiting for this day. I get up in front of the troop and I say, well, men, we could do winter camping like we do every year, or if you'd rather, we could do taxidermy. Taxidermy. You could hear it spread through the troop. Taxidermy. The kids are on their feet. Taxidermy. My brother steps in front of me. Now go out and get those projects. Zoom, the room is cleared. And the next day in the woods you can hear kids trying to get their project, anything to get a project, swerved at, it's a project, anything for a project. And the next week we had a pile of projects and we handed them out one to each child and we taught them the Damjanovich method of love. But their first chipmunks turned out like our first chipmunks. We had to think of something. We only had 3 weeks left. Okay, we have to do something. So if a project didn't turn out so good on one side, we would lean it against a log so you couldn't see the bad side. Or if it was a really bad job, we would put him behind the log with a tail sticking out like, yeah, he's back there somewhere. Meanwhile, my brother was kicking out amazing projects. One day, a squirrel came in, and he'd kind of met his end bad on the right side, and another squirrel came in who'd kind of met his end bad on the left side. My brother took those two squirrels and sewed them together and made what we called the quilted squirrel. Oh, it was beautiful. One stitch up the front, one stitch down the back. Oh, man, we are going to win for sure. And then John Stoner, a kid in the troop, comes in with this hefty garbage bag over a project. We said, John Stoner, what's under the garbage bag? He said, it's an unveiling. You'll see at the end of the meeting. We'd never had an unveiling before, but we did know this was going to be good. John Stoner was coming in with animals, nothing wrong with them at all. We found out later that he was catching them in a have-a-heart trap, a live trap, putting them in his garage, starting the car, and asphyxiating the animals until one day his mother came in and saw her son in a running car in a closed garage. She said, John Stoner, what are you doing? He couldn't say, I'm asphyxiating squirrels. So he said, nothing. And he had to go off for psychiatric care. But before they took John Stoner away, he came in with that hefty garbage bag. And at the end of the meeting, he grabbed one corner and then the other and whoo! John Stoner. It was beautiful. John Stoner had taken four squirrels and stuffed them to perfection. He had them sitting around a log playing poker. He had little visors on their heads and their skin was rolled up like sleeves on their arms. He had them smoking real cigarettes. Oh, John Stoner, we are going to win for sure. We set up in the Brookdale show and Mr. Damjanovich had made us a slideshow presentation called How to Stuff with Love with the music of Dr. Zhivago in the background. Oh, man, we've got it made. People came up and saw our display and we were saying, look at this. Look at the quilted squirrel. Look at John Stoner's poker playing critters. And they said, look at that. Look at that! Look at that! You kids should be ashamed of yourselves! So the next year we did winter camping and won a blue ribbon.
Kevin Kling performs and writes plays in Minnesota and comes to us with help from Minnesota Public Radio.